Hello. First of all, thank you for coming and talking to me about your profession.
Thank you.
So first question, what made you want to become a journalist? What was it that inspired you to become a journalist?
Well, I was always interested in writing, even at primary school, and really enjoyed writing stories. And then I suppose as I got older, I was interested in how I could do writing as a living, and then I suppose started to become interested in news and stories and things I was reading and hearing, and realised as well, because my granddad was a journalist, that I could write interesting stories by working as a journalist. And so probably by the age of about 13 or 14, that was my ambition.
So where did you actually start as a journalist? Where was it? Let's hear a bit about your history of where you've been and your sort of history in the media. So where did you start?
I started at the Evening Post in Reading.
And you were how old?
When I was 18 or just 19. I was very lucky because they ran an apprenticeship scheme, and they were taking on A-level students rather than students who already had degrees. So I did have to go through an interview process, and I was offered an apprenticeship in which they paid for me to train and while working on the newspaper. So aged 19, I began working as a journalist.
And where did you go from there?
I spent 4 years in Reading, during which time I became the health correspondent. I also had my own newspaper column, and I also filled in the news desk, so I was deputy news editor. So I did a variety of things and progressed quite well, even in those short years. But then I got a job on a women's magazine, which no longer exists, but was called Woman's Realm, as a feature writer. And it was part of IPC magazines, which does still exist and is a big, possibly the biggest magazine publishing company based in London. And so I moved into the wonderful world of women's magazines. And after about 18 months, 2 years, I had an idea for a new women's magazine. So I put a proposal together and took it up to the chief executive and pitched this idea for an alternative women's magazine. And this was at a time when Loaded had just been launched for men, which was quite unique at the time. It wasn't all bums and breasts as it turned out to be. It was actually sort of quite edgy and interesting, and there was nothing like that in the women's market. So I thought there should be, and I persuaded the chief executive to set up a pilot for this new women's magazine, which was my idea. So three of us worked in a room for about a year with a small budget and produced a dummy copy of an alternative women's magazine called Fluff, which was just really interesting project to be involved in, and it enabled me to get involved in all aspects of magazine production, including casting models and going on fashion shoots, etc. Unfortunately, though, it wasn't to be, and it didn't come off. So I went back to Women's Realm, became commissioning editor, which meant I commissioned other writers and sort of got their stories in. And then I decided to go freelance. So I worked for lots of different women's magazines, writing stories. And then in 1998, I moved into TV.
And so you work for the BBC now, am I right?
I work for the BBC now. I worked for ITV for about 10 years. They then had a massive sort of contraction, and that's when I left, worked briefly at Henley College for 6 months teaching media, and then was lucky enough to find my way into the BBC, and I have been there ever since.
So what would you say to young people coming to wanting to do journalism? What would you say the BBC is like for young people?
I would say don't start at the BBC. I would say start... there's lots of other more exciting places to start than the BBC. The BBC is an amazing broadcaster, but it really is an institution, and that has you know, that has both pros and cons. But for a young person starting out, I would say it's probably much more exciting to be working for someone like Sky or even ITV.
Thank you.